Hi guys, thanks for that wonderful introduction. First thing I'd like to kind of share with you guys is that many of you might not know this, but the ministry in Glasgow is really linked to the one here. In 1969, I think it was, Max came to OU and started the ministry here, and there he had the unfortunate experience of meeting Brett Yarn. Well, pretty fortunate for me, actually. And he kind of influenced Brett's life. He met with Brett. He discipled Brett. And Brett decided he would go to Lincoln, Nebraska to start up a ministry there. And as he was doing his ministry, he met a guy called Carl Nyquist. And Brett discipled Carl Nyquist. And Carl is now in Glasgow with IMB. And he has a student ministry there called Student Impact. And that's the ministry I came through. So just to let you know that the ministry here at Oklahoma is affecting not only Oklahoma, not only the states, but the world. You know, there's friends of mine, there's me and there's other friends of mine who are walking with God today because of people like Max and Brett and Carl who are prepared to give their lives for students and invest their lives in students. You know, so when you hear Max say, as I've heard him say a couple of times, if I die tomorrow, men across the world will be walking with God because of me, it's very true. I'm one of them, and there's a lot of my friends who are in Glasgow at the moment are walking with God as a result of this ministry. So you might be asking a question, so how did I become a Christian? Well, I became a Christian about 3.5 years ago in my final year at university. I was studying to be a physical therapist. And basically before that, I come from a completely secular background. My parents weren't Christians. My sister's not a Christian. As far as I know it, none of my grandparents were Christians either. And I was brought up absolutely no church background, a very, very poor concept of who God was. God was someone I heard or used in maybe swear words or something like that. That's maybe the only way I heard about Jesus when I was there. And most of my life, once I left school and was at university, was characterized by activity. I tried to keep myself as busy as I could. I played rugby, and I had to work really. I'm not a natural athlete, so I had to work really hard at playing. If I wanted to be any good at rugby, at my fitness and everything like that. And every time I kind of got myself to any kind of sort of level of fitness, I would end up with an injury. I'd injure my back or twist an ankle or do something, and you know it just didn't work. So the other alternative was, I'll work as hard as I possibly can. So while I was at university, I got myself a bar job and just worked every hour that I could. Either I was at university or I was working in this bar. And during summers, I would have another job, so I was like doing like 70 hours. And it was all denial. It was just like, well, if I keep myself busy, I won't realize actually what's going on in my life. I won't realize that it's actually pretty much a mess. Then I got to my final year, and pressure hit, and I began to drown. I was just like, man, everything's just falling apart. Friendships aren't working. I didn't have a job or anything. I was really struggling with my schoolwork. Life at home was a mess. I was just having real big fights with my mom and my sister. And then one day I was working in one of the labs at the university I was at, and one of the guys who worked in the labs, one of the technicians, a friend of mine called Gary, he'd just become a Christian that summer, and he took a risk. He decided he would tell me how he became a Christian. And he started telling me about Student Impact. He started telling me about what was going on there and how that had affected his life. And it was a risk for him. I mean, he was only a couple of months old in the Lord. And I kind of left him and went, oh, very good. I mean, nice story. Good for you. Aren't you lucky? And went home that night and had possibly the biggest argument I've ever had with my mom and my sister. It was messy. And I went to my bed and was just like bleeding everywhere. And for the first time in my life, I thought about what Gary had said and went, well, what about God? I think I'll give God a shot here. So the next day I went up to Gary and went, Gary, could I come to church with you on Sunday? And nearly fell over. He was like, what? You want to come to church with me? And he was like all nervous. He went, I've got to introduce you to Shaken. I've got to introduce you to Carl. Da 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 da. All these people he rhymed off. And he eventually did introduce me to a few of these people. You know, guys like Carl Nyquist, another guy called Shagan, and a couple of other people. And these guys, I started meeting with them every week and hanging out with them. And, you know, over a period of about 2 months, over about a period of about 6 weeks to 2 months, they shared the gospel with me, and it impacted my life. And I can't say that day I was born again, but I was born again over that time. And I just started walking with God. I started observing these guys' lives, started doing the basics, having a quiet time, thinking about what that meant, and doing that. And I've been trying to do that ever since. Most of the time it's not easy. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's really hard. And that's what I'm trying to do here. The only reason why I'm here is because I believe God wanted me here. That's why I'm not working as a physical therapist, because I believe God wanted me here. Let me see what I was going to say next. Trying to think about that. One of the things that has been a real conviction of my heart over the past kind of couple of years is what Paul says in Philippians 3:10, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. And that is really what I'm trying to live out. And I believe that, you know, God is calling me to give my life not only to knowing him, but to helping others know him. And to do whatever it takes to do that. So, you know, just I'd like to finish by asking each of you guys to join in what's happening in our generation. Join with all the other believers in our generation and make an impact for the gospel in the nations. I mean, Matthew 24:14 says, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and the end will come. Let's be that generation that preaches the gospel to all the nations and doesn't let it just pass everybody by. Thank you.